We were looking yesterday at just the illustrations in both John and at Luke specifically, at just those illustrations of Jesus as he's entering into the city of Jerusalem, as he's about to make that entering in, as he's about to make that ultimate great sacrifice, the culmination of his purpose for coming in the flesh to bring us deliverance, to become the Savior, to be the sacrifice for us. And as he's entering in, we looked yesterday that in the same way that there was praises when Jesus entered into this world, you can hear the praises that were lifted up by the multitudes who were there outside of Jerusalem as he's entering in. And some of those praises, some of those same words are the same words that were spoken when he came into this earth as a baby, as the Lord Jesus incarnate. And so he had praise that ushered into this world, and he has praise that ushers him into this, the climax, the culmination of his purpose here on earth. I want to look at John chapter 12, and again, look at exactly what's taking place in the illustration of that praise and worship the multitudes are offering up to Jesus. Because as we look towards this Sunday and Palm Sunday, you know, we should have that same kind of gratefulness, that same gratitude, that same heart that says, thank you, Jesus. You are awesome. I praise you. You are worthy of praise. You are the Savior. You know, those are words that we know, and we probably say on Sunday mornings. But throughout our week, Monday through Saturday, how often are we saying, Jesus, you are awesome. We praise you. You are worthy of praise. How often do those words of praise come off our lips? And that's the reminder as we head towards Palm Sunday. The importance of every day, the strength that we draw, and the honor that is due him by our words of praise. So here in John chapter 12, verses 12 and 13, it says, on the next day, the people were come to the feast. When they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and they went forth to meet him. And he cried, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. The way that reads in the Amplified Bible is, the next day, a vast crowd of those who had come to the Passover feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and they went out to meet him. And as they went, they kept shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he, praise to him who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Kings. And we looked yesterday at how that's even, you know, specifically taken right from Psalm 118, that those very words were prophesied. So this is Jesus as he's entering into Jerusalem for that culmination. Now, I want to look at something. I want to make clear that the season that's taking place here, the Jewish holiday that's taking place, the Jewish festival, the Jewish time is that time of Passover. So that's what's taking place right now. I don't want to confuse you, because I want to look at this, and there's certain imagery that we see with these people, you know, waving those palm branches at Jesus and laying them down before him as he's entering in, singing his praises and waving those palm branches. We see that imagery other places in the Bible and in the Old Testament specifically. And one of the key places that we see that is in Leviticus chapter 23, when it's talking about the Festival of Booths, or the Festival of Tabernacles. Now, I want to again make clear that as Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, this is the time of the Passover. The Feast of Tabernacles, or the Feast of Booths, that's like 6 months away, or already has been. I mean, that's just like 5 days after the Day of Atonement. So I don't want to confuse you. I'm not saying that this is tied to the Feast of Tabernacles, but I love the imagery that you get with the Feast of Tabernacles and how you can see some of that same things in the people as they are lifting up the name of Jesus, praising him and waving these palm branches at Jesus as he enters in. So if we go back and look at the book of Leviticus, in Leviticus chapter 23, I'm just going to read a couple of the verses. It starts back earlier, like in verse number 19, and starts talking about just the Feast of Tabernacles and how those days, it's 7 days, and there's a day of Sabbath, so there's 8 days total, and what they're supposed to do, and the grain offerings, and the different offerings they have during this Feast of Tabernacles. But then it culminates here in verse number 40 and 41. I'll read it verse number 39. Also, on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days, and on the first day shall be a Sabbath. And again, the eighth shall be a Sabbath as well. Now, so it's talking about the Feast of Tabernacles, and this is 8 days, sandwiched in between two Sabbaths. Verse number 40 says, and you shall take that first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows from the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate in the seventh month. Now, let me read again. Those are two. I'm going to read verses 40 and 41 from the Amplified Bible. And on the first day you shall take the fruit of the pleasing trees and make booths of them, branches of palm trees, boughs of thick leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God. And you shall keep it as a feast of the Lord for 7 days in the year, a statute forever throughout the generations. You shall keep it in the seventh month. So this is talking about that Feast of Tabernacles. And again, Feast of Tabernacles is not what's taking place as Jesus is entering into Jerusalem. That's the Passover. And there's obviously a huge amount of significance in that. But I love that just leading up to this, as he's entering into Jerusalem, what's taking place in that imagery that we see is the same imagery that we see for the Feast of Tabernacles. And it's that taking those leaves and waving those leaves, waving those branches as a way of celebration. If you look up what the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Booths is about, it takes place 5 days after the Day of Atonement. And what it was for all these days, for these 7 days and this eighth day of the Sabbath, for all these days, the people would set up a tent or set up a booth or a temporary shelter, and they would actually dwell there. Now, there's different Jewish traditions, but as it was talked about here in Leviticus, you know, they were supposed to take these days and set up a temporary camp, a temporary tents to live in, or shelters to live in, or booths, or tabernacles. And they're made out of these branches, so they're very rudimentary, they're very rustic. And the people would camp out in those small huts, and they did so for this purpose, and this is why God asked them to do it, to recall their temporary living quarters prior to entering into the Promised Land. So this was to remember that time in the wilderness and what they went through in the wilderness. So as they had the Feast of Tabernacles, this was a week of great joy. It was a time of final celebration and of thanksgiving for the year of harvest. So it's a time of thanksgiving. It's waving these palm branches. It's waving all of this evidence of the fruit and just giving praise and blessing to God. It's remembering what they went through and then remembering the promises that they had and they received that God fulfilled in their lives. So now let's go back forward to the book of John. And here is Jesus entering into Jerusalem. And this is representing his about to make that great sacrifice. And as he makes that sacrifice, it's that sacrifice that brings us to the culmination of the victory that he has for us. And this is why it's a celebration. This is why it should be a celebration. When we go into church this Sunday, when we're there, we're celebrating Palm Sunday, and there's songs of praise and worship, think about those people. Think about those multitudes that were there. And they're ushering Jesus Christ into Jerusalem to do his final work with praise and thanksgiving and waving those palm branches. And we should be praising God because, again, it paints that illustration of the Feast of Tabernacles when they were a time of thanksgiving, a time of joy, a time of reflecting on the promises of God fulfilled. Here Jesus is about to fulfill all the promises of God for us. The Feast of Tabernacles was to remind the people of their time in the wilderness before they came into the Promised Land. Well, that's just a foreshadowing of the greater work that Jesus did when all men were lost and in the wilderness. But there was that Promised Land. There was that place of redemption, that place of Jesus establishing for us once again that relationship with God the Father. Because of our relationship and because of the work that he did, we no longer wander in the wilderness. There's no separation between God and man anymore. Because that veil has been torn. We now have direct access to God, and we have the position of being a joint heir with Jesus Christ. And what could be greater celebration and greater joy than that? So as we picture Jesus entering into Jerusalem, and all of those masses, the multitudes gathered together and praising his name, waving those boughs, waving those palm branches, that should be our hearts every single day. There's not a day, it's not just in a season. It's not just as we look at Palm Sunday. It's not just in the season that we're thankful and praising him. We need to praise him every day in remembrance for all the good things that he's done and established for us. Now, if we go back to Leviticus and we look at those verses in great detail, it says in verse number 40, "And you shall take that first day, the boughs of the goodly trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of thick trees, and willows by the brook." Well, there's different places that say different things, but basically it comes down to there's four kinds of branches that they're being told to take to build these tabernacles and told to use to have that celebration, that victory, that waving, that wave offering of just praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. there is the fruit of the oil. Sometimes it's called citrus, but it depends on which versions you look at or who you look when they go back to the Hebrew. But I think perhaps a better illustration of it is the trees that give fruit of oil, trees of oil. There's also palm fronds. Okay, we understand palm fronds. Thick leafy branches, which are referred to as myrtle, and also the willows. So that first one, the oil, the olive, that speaks of the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, that second one is the palm. It speaks of the victory. The third one is the myrtle, and that's the joy and the gladness. The fourth one is the willow. That's the tears and the sorrow. That's what these things are representing to the Jewish people. And when they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, these are the things that they think on, and these are the things that they're focusing on during that Feast of the Tabernacles or Feast of the Booths. I'm going to look at that palm specifically. Because as they're waving those palm branches and as they're gathering these, and they would actually gather all four of these and put them in a bundle and just wave them in different directions. But as they would wave and think about these palm branches being waved, this is the exact same imagery we see with Jesus as he's entering into Jerusalem. They're waving these palm branches. Now, I think it's noteworthy that they're waving palm branches. And yet the people would be used to, every year, they'd be used to this Feast of Tabernacles. Whereas praise and celebration and thanksgiving to God, they'd be waving all four of these different branches, all representing different things. In fact, they really look at that whole wilderness journey. And those four different branches represent different things in that wilderness time before they came into the promised land. The palm represented the valleys and the plains that they would be walking through during those times. The myrtle would be the thick trees. That's why it says the thick leafy trees. These are the thick trees or the bushes that would be high up on the mountain heights. The willow, that represents the brooks, the times that God would bring them to those places of refreshing, those places of drink that he would provide for them. And the citron or the fruit citrus or the oil, that was to remind them of the good things that were ahead of them in the promised land. So these are the four things that are represented by those branches. And those are all good things. You know what? We should be remembering, you know, every day, not just as we head towards Palm Sunday, but every day, we should be remembering that God is there with us. When we're in those valleys, and we're in those valleys and those plains and those low places, in those struggles of life, we need to remember and praise God and thank him, even in those low times. Because as we said yesterday, praise is strength. In those low times, we need to be waving those, if you will, those branches and just praising him and saying thank you. Because I can't see the answer, but I know that you're a deliverer. I know the promised land is provided for me. They also had the myrtle, which was the bushes, the willow, which was the providing drink, and the citron to remind them of the good that was to come. You know, every day of our lives, when we're in those valley times, we can praise him. When we're on those mountaintops and we feel that things are great, it's easy to praise him then, but sometimes we don't. In fact, I would say oftentimes when we're walking in those places of victory, we're not praising him. We're just saying, hey, this is great. I love being here. We need to thank him. We need to make sure that we are faithful to say, thank you, Jesus. I acknowledge that every good thing comes from you, and speak those words of praise. The willow, he provided, you know, times of refreshing. And we need to know and thank him that he's always going to provide. When it feels like we're in that dry desert time and we can't even begin to imagine where the quenching is going to come from, where that quenching of the thirst, where that deliverance is going to come from, we need to be praising God and saying, thank you, Jesus. Because I know. And they had that citrus or that oil, that fruit, and they would wave that, symbolizing that they knew the promised land was coming. You know what? We already have the promised land. We have a better promised land than they had. We have that which has been established in Jesus Christ, which makes us joint heirs, that we are in those heavenly spheres with him right now. We have place seated with him in those heavenly places. That's the reality. All the things that Jesus Christ has established for us, all the things that he has accomplished and all the things that he has obtained for us, which is everything, he shares with us. So we should be thanking him and praising him. So as you look again at Jesus entering into Jerusalem and all those masses and all those multitudes waving those palm branches, I think it's significant that it shows that same imagery of the Feast of Tabernacles. Now again, remember, when Jesus is entering in, that's the feast, that's during the Passover time. It's not the Feast of Tabernacles. Don't be confused. I'm just saying that as he entered into Jerusalem, it brings up that same imagery that we saw with the Feast of Tabernacles. And so in that feast, when they had all four of those branches that they would wave in praise to him, as Jesus is entering into Jerusalem, there's only one of those four branches. Only one of those four branches that they're waving as an offering of praise and celebration as they cry out, Hosanna, blessed is the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. There's only one branch they're using, and that's the palm branch. And the palm branch represents, according to the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles, the palm branch represents that victory, the victory that comes in Jesus Christ. So here's the multitudes as Jesus is getting ready to enter into Jerusalem. Here's these multitudes praising God, waving these branches, these palm branches. They're waving these branches, acknowledging his victory, which is about to come, which is about to be imparted unto all mankind. What a great, beautiful vision that is. I'm going to look at one final verse, and we'll do this very quickly. This is Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 14 and 16. And this is as Nehemiah, and they're just establishing the law, and they're putting things back into place as the people are coming back from captivity into Jerusalem. And they found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths in the feast of the seventh month, and that they should publish and proclaim in their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount, and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of the thick trees, and make booths, as it is written. So the people went forth, and they brought them, and they made booths, every one upon the roof of his house, or in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the streets of the water. I'm sorry, in the streets of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And it just talks about how the congregation, as they came together, there was verse number 17 says, and there was very great gladness. There was great rejoicing. You know what? As we remember the things that Jesus has done for us, as you head into Palm Sunday and you think about Jesus entering in those multitudes, waving those palm fronds and singing Hosanna, glory to the name of Jesus, glory to the Most High. As you think about those things being done, they were ushering in, waving those branches of victory, ushering Jesus in and praising him. We can praise him every day, and we should, and we need to praise him every day. So this Sunday, think about those palm fronds and the victory that is yours because of what Jesus did. And then think about that promised land that you live and dwell in because of who you are in Jesus Christ. And be thankful. In the valleys, in the high places, be thankful. Praise him. Praise is our strength.